Glenn Ford is a writer and radio commentator and the executive editor of the Black Agenda Report. Today, Bruce Dixon is sitting in for him. This week's commentary is about the Democratic Party.
When a kidnapper takes hostages and threatens to murder them all unless demands are met, do the good guys arrive and say, okay, we will meet your demands or maybe half your demands and you can kill half the hostages? Is that what they do? If they do this, of course, we have to conclude that they are not exactly good guys and that they really haven't ridden to anybody's rescue. When California Republicans earlier this year proposed the cutting of thousands of state jobs, the end of home health care, payless paydays for state and municipal workers, the end to relative guarantees of clean water and uncontaminated food, and dozens of other vital services that cost the literal lives of Californians, did that state's Democrats stand up and ride to the rescue? Of course they didn't. The solution of California Democrats was to propose the same cuts as the Republicans, only a third to half as deep. And that was their initial bargaining position, one that they were prepared to go higher on if need be. They told voters and the Republicans, okay, shoot half the hostages and we can live with it. Okay, maybe 60% of the hostages, but that's as high as we'll go, absolutely. This was not a heroic picture. This is not a profile in courage. This is not a Democratic Party standing up for the interests of ordinary people. It's also nothing new this year, and it's not at all unique to California. How many of us from Maine to Miami and from Mississippi to Montana have held our noses, suppressed our gag reflexes, and perhaps grabbed our ankles while we voted for or encouraged others to vote for the party of marginally less evil? And how many more times are we prepared to do it? What does it mean when New York State's first black governor, David Paterson, tells reporters at Harlem's paper of record, the Amsterdam News, that although he is proposing the most drastic cuts to health care, to education, to mass transit, mental health, across the entire spectrum of government services, that it's going to be tough, but at least it's not California? That's not riding to the rescue, and it's certainly not standing up for New Yorkers. It's an excuse. One that makes you wonder whether a generation of promises and sweat and hopes invested in a party that can only provide excuses has in fact been a bad investment. It's not that Democratic voters didn't invest enough. Corporations and bankers and the wealthy have money to give. They can fund your career. All poor people can do is vote for you once every 2 or 4 years. It's the end of October now, in an off year, exactly halfway between the last elections to Congress and most state houses and the next one. Democrats at the state and local levels still have no idea how to produce jobs. Democrats, including black ones, have yet to come up with a model for inner city economic development other than moving poorer residents out and richer ones in, so their friends in the real estate racket can make a few bucks and break them off a piece. California Democrats are in a corner. New York Democrats are at a dead end. On both coasts and everywhere in between, bankruptcies and foreclosures are rising, and anger is building as people wonder if Democrats on any level will ever be ready to mobilize their base to rupture the envelope, to change the rules, to do something different, like fight, or whether the best they can do is offer the excuse that, hey, at least they aren't Republicans. They don't shoot all the hostages. It could be worse. You could live in California, right? For Black Agenda Radio, this is Bruce Dixon.
Visit www.blackagendareport.com for more information.